Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good evening. Welcome to Action Frames. Romance, dream, beauty, love. If we use a single word to describe Paris, the words above could be the first that come to our mind. For those who are attracted by France, you can't miss the film Midnight in Paris. Now, let us bring you into a colorful world built by Woody Allen.
My dear lovely audience, we are so glad you are listening to our Action Friends. I'm your fumitory, and this gentleman next to me is our old friend,
Monster.
We are so excited that we will present double feature to you together this time. I bet you all had a wonderful time in a world filled with sweet, tiny yellow things last week. They're just so cute, you know? Well, now you're going to get access to two excellent films. So where is the drum? All right. First, you're getting Epic, which is another 3D animated film created by Blue Sky Serials. If you have no idea about Blue Sky, the S8 in real will remind you. About Epic, to our disappointment, it's a latecomer. It seems that 20th Century Fox once again played its best card to fight against DreamWorks and Disney. The Great Wall cast tells us everything. Joss Hodgson, Amanda Seyfried, Colin Farrell, and even Beyoncé. Isn't that impressive? Alright, Epic is a story happened in the forest. A little girl dropped into the mysterious fairyland, in which filled with strange creature. The plot sounds familiar, but let's just believe that Blue Sky always knows how to tell a story differently. And I assure you that the picture of Epic is unforgettable. So if you wish to know what the little girl will come across, check it out in the cinema on November 29th. You won't be disappointed.
Right, so what comes next? Well, No Man's Land finally is going to say hello to everyone. It was directed by Ning Hao, who is known for Crazy Stone and Crazy Razors. There have been some dramatic stories that happened on No Man's Land. It had almost been a banned film due to its sensitive plot. What's more, most scenes of this film are set in Xinjiang province, which makes people can't help but think of some poetic problems. Some audiences even caught a rough cut version, seeing that it's great but there's no good person in it. Alright, it may be another reason why No Man's Land can be shown on. Whatever You Say is finally coming after 4 years waiting, with Huang Bo being Mr. 2.5 billion at the box office and Xu Zheng being the Chinese filmmakers who created the highest box office in China. There is no denying that No Man's Land will be a thing in 2013's film feast. So, what are you waiting for? Got your eyes on it on December the 3rd.
That's all for today's double feature. I know most of you guys don't have a favor in Chinese films, but trust me, No Man's Land definitely worth a shoot. You just can't miss it. Alright, don't go anywhere. Our great upcoming programs are waiting for you.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Are you tired of the long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear old friends. Welcome to Flashback. Today we're going to reproduce the lines and emotions in the movie Midnight in Paris. And here we go. Clip 1.
I tell you something, I would drop the house in Beverly Hills, the pool, everything, in a second. I mean, look, this is where Mon and Liv intended. We're 30 minutes from town. Imagine two of us settling here. We could do it. I mean, if my book turns out...
You're in love is a fantasy.
I'm in love with you.
We should get back to town and meet Mom and Dad for dinner.
Let's meet them.
Clip 2.
So, Carol and I are gonna go dancing.
Yeah.
We heard of a great place, interested?
No. I don't want to be a killjoy.
Come on.
But I need to get a little fresh air.
Oh, come on. Although you're just gonna sit there and obsess over where the fun exists, and then...
Hey, if Jill doesn't want to go, I'll share Paul with you. I'm very democratic, and Paul is a marvelous dancer.
If it's okay with you, I think I just want to take a little walk, go to bed, and then we'll do it another night.
Okay, alright, I can go the ride.
You want to go?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not tired and I've been dying to go dancing, and I'll just meet you back at the hotel.
Clip 3.
What is it?
Would you read it?
A novel?
Yeah, it's like 400 pages long, and I'm just looking for, you know, an opinion.
My opinion is that I hate it.
I mean, you haven't even read it.
If it's bad, I'll hate it, because I hate bad writing. And if it's good, I'll be envious and hate it all the more. You don't want the opinion of another writer.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, what it is. I'm having a hard time, you know, trusting somebody to evaluate it.
Writers are competitive.
I'm not gonna be competitive with you.
You're just self-effacing. It's not manly. If you're a writer, declare yourself the best writer. But if not, as long as I'm around. Unless you want to put the gloves on and settle it.
No, I don't.
I am not gonna read your novel. I'll bring it to Gertrude Stein's. She's the only one to trust with my writing.
You will show my novel to Gertrude Stein?
Give it to me.
I'll bring it to you.
And she gets back from Spain tomorrow.
Great.
Clip 4.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I came to find you.
You did?
Yeah, maybe this is coming out of left field, but let's just say, as a writer, I'm pretty good at picking up on vibrations from people, women in particular. I sense that there are some complicated feelings, maybe, that you have for me.
Aren't you gonna get married?
Well, everything's lit up in the air right now. I don't know what is gonna happen. Is there some place that we can talk, maybe more quiet?
Sure.
Come on.
Are you tired of the longest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. I'm your old friend Trista. Very glad to see you again on Thursday. I suppose you guys did enjoy last week's Despicable Me. But have you noticed there are some meaningful expressions in those lines? Today, I'm going to share with you some great and useful phrases in Midnight in Paris. Now, let's begin. 首先，让我们来听一段原声。
Can you picture how drop-dead gorgeous this city is in the rain?
Can you picture how drop-dead gorgeous this city is in the rain? 在这里，有一个非常实用且地道的复合词，它的意思是极其引人注目的。所以电影中的这句台词则可以翻译成你能想象这座城市在雨中是多么的光彩夺目吗？那么为了更好地理解这个短语的用法，我们可以来看看以下这个例句。 The drop dead beauty of Antarctica cannot be explained enough. 南极洲那令人窒息的美，语言是无法说清楚的。接下来让我们再来听一段原声。
Baguette under my arm, headed to Cafe de Four to scribble away on my book. What did Hemingway say? He called it a movable feast.
Headed to Cafe de Four to scribble away on my book.
当你想到潦草的书写的时候，你会想到什么词来形容呢？在这里，向大家介绍一个非常有意思的词语来形容它，那就是 scribble away。这句话的意思就是，影片中的男主人公 Jill 要去花神咖啡馆随手写写书。让我们再来看一个例句，来进一步理解一下这个特别的表达方式吧。Throughout the interview, the journalist scribbled away furiously. 在整个采访过程中，记者忙不迭地记个不停。让我们再来听另一段原声。
If this book doesn't pan out,
If this book doesn't pan out, 电影中男主角 Jill 一直在费尽脑筋执着写他的那部长篇小说，但是一直都有很多人的质疑。这句话的意思是，如果你写不成这本书的话。而在这里 ，pan out 的意思是成功，结果是证明。这样的话，今后我们用来表达成功，是不是又多了一种新颖的方式呢？我们来看一个例句吧。Only time will tell how Jack's prophecies pan out, but I suspect this book will long be remembered for its foresight and insight. 时间会告诉我们杰克的预言将如何成真，但是我认为这本书会因其远见卓识和真知灼见而源远流长。让我们来听另一段原声。
But you'll stop beating your brains out and just go back to doing what you do best.
That you will stop eating your brains out.
什么？把你的脑子吃了？
No, no, no. 若不知道这个短语的含义，乍一看还挺奇怪的。但是在这里 ，eat your brains out 的意思是绞尽脑汁，是不是非常形象生动呢？这句话的意思就是，你就不要再绞尽脑汁的写书了。来看一个简单的例句来加深印象吧。 You should eat your brains out to think of the solution to this problem. 你应该绞尽脑汁地去想想怎么去解决这个问题。接下来让我们再来听最后一段原声。
I don't want to be a killjoy, but I need to get a little fresh air.
Oh, come on, come on.
No, I don't want to be a killjoy. Come on.Killjoy 根据字面就不难猜测它的意思，它就是扫兴的意思。而在这里 ，Killjoy 作为一个名词的意思是令人扫兴的人、煞风景的人。这个词语是不是非常形象生动呢？好的，让我们来看一个例句来理解一下吧。Under the Carol exterior is a calculating killjoy with mom issues。在他漫不经心的外表之下，是一个絮絮叨叨、喜欢算计的人。Okay, at the end, let's review the expressions. The first one, drop dead, 极其引人注目的。And the second one, scribble away, 潦草的书写。And next, pan out, 意思是成功，结果是证明。And next, eat your brains out, 绞尽脑汁。And the last one, kill joy.令人扫兴的人，煞风景的人。Well, that's all for today's Action English. I will be more than happy if you can really learn something from our program. Thank you for listening. Following is close up. Don't go anywhere, stay tuned.
Are you tired of a lonely's work?Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my and your friends will come back to this week's close-up. I'm Filmtory, and the one who sits right next to me is our old friend Tracy. The actor we are going to talk about today is quite a charming man whose acting significantly contributed to the great success of Midnight in Paris.
Yes, indeed, and his name is Owen Wilson, an American actor who became famous mainly by the exciting action film Behind Enemy Lines. And I suppose that most of Chinese audience first knew Owen Wilson from Jackie Chan's film Shanghai Noon, in which Jackie and Owen play the lead.
Well, everybody knows that he's a good actor, but you'd be surprised after hearing what I'm about to say. He's also an excellent screenwriter, and his most famous work is The Royal Tenenbaums, which was nominated for Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay.
Wow, that's impressive. You seldom see artists who can excellence at both acting and writing, though it is more common that artists can both act and sing. However, I am more impressed by his unique style while he acts, especially in comedy films, which was his main sphere before becoming famous.
As far as I'm concerned, he never gave up this area. Wilson returned to the buddy comedy genre in 2002 with the action comedy I Spy, co-starring Eddie Murphy. This big screen remake of the television series flopped at the box office. He then reunited with Jackie Chan to make Shanghai Nights, which serves as the sequel of Shanghai Noon and has attracted quite a lot of Chinese audience. And it was really an enjoyable thing to see Jackie and Owen bickering on screen.
Yeah, there is no doubt that both of them have always done so well in action comedies. Apart from his acting experiences, we all know that Owen has a fascinating romance nose that usually drives girls crazy, and boys are always desperate to own one. What's funny is that Owen's charming romance nose had given him many troubles. He received his distinctive twice broken nose during childhood, and what's more, Owen often gets hurt with his high-bridged nose during filming, which is very different from other actors getting hurt.
That's interesting, huh? I know he's quite famous for comedies, but maybe he's not such an optimistic person as we have seen on the screen. Wilson was once taken to St. John's Health Center for what was rumored to be a suicide attempt. His lawyer confirmed that he had been undergoing treatment for depression. A few days after his hospitalization, Wilson withdrew from his role in Tropic Thunder. He had been dating Kate Hudson, and the pair had broken up. It was widely speculated that the breakup had something to do with his allergic suicide attempt.
At least, he had recovered later and returned to his films. Every actor is also a normal person with all kinds of emotions. It is good, however, to see him back on the screen after that. I know he's always a professional actor who will never let his fans down.
Yeah, you're right. I believe that Owen continues to present us with more of his brilliant works. And unfortunately, I'm afraid it's all for today's close-up. But as usual, Ramble Time is coming right after us. So stay tuned. Bye!
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, everybody. It's time for rambling. Still immersed in this big about me, I'm your old friend Monster, and I have Vino.
I'm here.
And Sky.
Oh, yes.
Here with me this week, we'd like to bring you something really romantic. Now listen carefully to the music.
It sounds like I was brought back to when I was a little girl.
You know, Mom and Dad used to listen to this kind of music. It's very gentle and soft.
You mean to suit both of them to go for a date?
Yes, that's it. Is that the soundtrack of Midnight in Paris? I bet it's Midnight in Paris.
You got it.
That's what I'm about to say. What else could it be?
It seems that you two are very fine at 20s to 30s vintage recording, huh? All tunes for the brand new beautifully assembled collection. So this Woody Allen film, which full of imagination, is our topic today.
For some of us, the past have a special alien. That's why I'm always attracted by the way of how Allen tells us the story he creates.
I know, he made every story has a magical power that catch our eyes.
Definitely. Picked up at the stroke of midnight by famous riders in an antique car, the main character Jill travels there.
It was Jill's journey through the past that helped him identify what was missing in his present and that gave him the courage to take steps to correct it.
God knows how much I want to be Jill. I mean, meeting Fitzgerald, meeting Hemingway, Picasso and Man Ray. Just imagine those grandmasters of different fields sitting in front of you. I could die for this.
He doesn't just daydream about escaping the unsatisfying present to Paris in the 1920s. His place and time of choice. In spite of these nostalgia field trips, Woody Allen's film is, in fact, a story about coping with the present, according to two psychologists. Allen makes everyone a poet after seeing his film. That's why he is a film master.
See? Who's the poet now?
Alright. Speaking of one of the literature master in the film, Fitzgerald, Tom Hiddleston must be the most suitable person to act him, don't you think?
The one who played super anti-hero in Thor 2, The Dark World? Yes, of course he is.
Tom is a academic elite, as we all know. Take a look at his education background, the prestigious school, Eton College, Cambridge, major in classical literature, RADA, the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, acting courses and technical theater training. It made him look like an elegant aristocrat, no wonder.
I think that's why British actors and actresses are never lack of stamina when they pick up an important historical character.
And there are plenty of them. Name a few, which we know. Benedict Cumberbatch, Harrow School, Hugh Grant, Oxford, Rebecca Hall, Cambridge, Ben Whishaw, RADA.
Besides their education background, I believe interest and passion are significant as well. For example, Tom Hiddleston as Prince Hal in The Hollow Crown. Everybody knows that he loves Shakespeare. I bet he'd have seen this work for more than 10 times.
Possibly because they are all on-stage actors. It makes on-screen performing comes very handy.
Agreed.
Okay, let's talk about a leading actor. The blonde, laid-back, very un-Jewish Owen Wilson may seem like a bad choice to play Allen's latest against-written alter ego, but it turns out to be ideal.
Well, I heard that Tom Hiddleston once impersonated Owen Wilson's accent.
Ah, you know that?
Well, how?
He sounds funny of every character he played. That was partly a matter of his personal style. I was thinking that I'd really want to hear what Owen Wilson would be like if he was Loki.
So, why don't you try it?
Oh, God. Hang on.
Come on.
Try it.
Right. Is now this simpler? is this not your natural state? It's the unspoken truth of humanity. You know, that you crave subjugation. You know, for God's sake, just, you know, like, kneel.
Oh,
I'm Loki of Asgard.
You're so great.
You should stop humiliating me.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's play a game called Who Can You Impersonate?
What is that?
What it means is that you just have to basically drop a name and then just go for it. And it doesn't matter if you have never heard of that person. You just have to say the name and go for it. Mm-hmm. I'll do, for example, George W. Bush. Not too long.
Too long.
Now, it's just the first thing that comes to your head.
All right.
Make any sound.
Okay, sorry. Let's do it again.
Okay, Miss Kitten.
Meow. It's the first thing that comes to my mind. I don't know. Is each moaning? Another. Okay, with you. Graham Norton. What are you doing?
Okay. Your turn, Leonard Nimoy.
To boldly go where no one has gone before. Oh, that's away from our topic today, Spock.
Yeah. Remind me, what's our topic today?
Midnight in Paris. Sorry, I just had too much fun.
We'd better come back. I've got two questions for you two and for whoever's listening to our program out there.
Okay, there you go.
First, if you appear either on stage or on film with any other two actors in this film, who would they be?
I'll do this one. First one is coming to my mind, Tom Hiddleston.
Wow.
I just want him standing in front of me and look directly into my eyes and say something like, say anything. Read any pieces of Shakespeare, possibly. He has got a fantastic voice and a purely British accent, thanks to Cambridge.
What about a go?
Marion Cotillard. Who else can be? She is a living beauty. She's a France. She's very sexy and beautiful. I don't know what to say. I just want to sit beside her.
Okay, second, if you get a chance to go back to whenever you want, to wherever you want, with whoever you want, what would you choose?
Like you in the film?
Yeah, but this time you can make your own choice.
That's a good question. I would like to go back to the day when I first met my girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, I didn't ask her name then, which was quite a pity.
Really? How could you get together then?
Well, just be patient. So it took me several more months to have another appropriate chance to ask her name. So if I had known her the first day I met her, she would probably have become my girlfriend a few more months earlier.
Oh, what could I say? You're such a romantic man.
Yeah, absolutely I am.
I believe it's time to say goodbye, everybody. Thank you for making this night full of laughter. Midnight in Paris, that kind of film, you worth to see it more than once. So if you haven't seen it, hurry up. Following is Gramophone. If you like the music playing out, please stay tuned. See you next week.
See you.
Bye.
Are you tired of the lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. You are listening to Gramophone. Welcome back. Today, we're going to introduce the original soundtrack of Midnight in Paris. Midnight in Paris is an American 2011 romantic comedy fantastic film written and directed by Woody Allen. Taking place in Paris, the film follows Jill Pender, a screenwriter who is forced to conform the shortcomings of his relationship with his materialistic fiancé and their divergent goals, which become increasingly exaggerated as he travels back in time each night at midnight. The movie explores themes of nostalgia and modernism. The original soundtrack collected 16 songs, which included artists such as Sidney Joseph Beckett, Swing 41, Stefan Rambo, Connell Falks, Josephine Baker, even the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. If you are a huge jazz fan, I guess you must be in ecstasy now, don't you? Some of these songs are vinyl, which are so vintage that could take you back to the 20th century's old cafe, and the use of these songs also indicate the storyline of this movie. Josephine Baker, the American-born French dancer, singer, and actress who came to be known in various circles as the Black Pearl, Bronze Venus, and even the Creole goddess, was fluent in both English and French. Yeah. So here comes her Lakonda Blicote. Yeah, 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 la conga, yeah, la conga, bricotti, yeah, bricotti, y'a vraiment, bricotti. Baker was the first African-American female to star in a major motion picture, the first to integrate an American concert hall, as well as to become a world-famous entertainer. She was once offered unofficial leadership in the movement in the United States by critic Scott Kinn in 1968, following Martin Luther King's assassination. Baker, however, turned down the offer. She was also known for assisting the French resistance during World War II and received the French military honor, the Croix de Guerre. After listening to the great jazz female sings Wonderful Son, the next song I want you to enjoy is Connell Fowles' Let's Do It, also called Let's Fall in Love. It is a popular song written in 1928 by Carl Potter. It was introduced in Potter's first Broadway success, the musical Paris by French chanteuse Irene Bordeny, for whom Peter had written the musical as a starring vehicle.
And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians, and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Bordeny's husband and the Paris producer Ray Goes convinced Potter to give Broadway another try with his show. The song was later used in the English production of Wake Up and Dream and was used as little theme music in the 1933's Hollywood movie Grant's Land. In 1960, it was also included the film version of Cole Porter's Can Can. And now it is used by Woody Allen in Midnight in Paris. Isn't it interesting? Midnight in Paris received an enthusiastic critical response. It may not boss the depth of his classic films, but the sweetly sentimental Midnight in Paris is funny and charming enough to satisfy Woody Allen's fans. There is nothing to dislike about it. Either you connect with it or not, I'm wearing for movies that are for everybody. The film represented a return to form for the director and a surprising film that cast a spell over us and reminded us of the magical properties of cinema, and especially of Woody Allen's cinema. Alright, the clock is ticking again. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you for your company. See you next week, the same time. That is all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. See ya.
Cast for today. Producer
周多 Chris.
Anchor
王安浩 Monster.
Journalist
何爱农 Fino.
郑菊星 Fumitory.
张然 Trista.
谢洪洲 Sky.
严嘉欣 Mike.
杨鹏 Tracy.
开始了是吗？
是的。
嗯。刚才是花絮。好，我们重来。Who is known for Crazy Stone and Crazy Razor? Kid.
那个是 No Man's Land。
哦。
No Man's Land。我少打了。
这游戏的十二强的人和别人不同。
It had almost been a banned film due to its sensitive part.
叮叮叮叮。
State?
No. 你们不可能。
And I have Fino.
I'm here.
And Mark.
我错了，错。
Meeting.
Fitzgerald.
In the film Fitzgerald.
I know it.
Thank you for making that night full of laughter. 我怎么说的一个？
英语了。
Carol and I are gonna go dancing.
Yeah.
We heard of a great...
The original soundtrack... The original soundtrack collected 16 songs.
Ah, jeez.
The film following Martin Luther King says the musical Paris by French Chantus Henri Bordeny. The musical Paris by French Chantus Henri Bordeny, for whom Peter had written the musical as a starring vehicle. Josephine Baker, the American-born French dancer, singer, and a